Hello there.
I'm Tom Johnson, and today I'm going to talk about how my gym has changed since the first year that we opened. Since starting my gym in the beginning of 2020, a lot of things have changed. Not just within my gym, but in the CrossFit space, the fitness industry, and even the world. But today, mainly, I'm going to focus on how things have changed within my gym since the first year that I opened. If you want to know what led up to the point of me opening my gym in the first place, then check out my last blog as it details everything that led me up to the point of opening my gym. So it's there that I pick up the story. I finally opened Rip Training Cessnock in January of 2020. And when I did, I went all in. At the time, I'd been coaching at two other gyms for a couple of years, and I left both of those jobs to focus solely on my gym. I was also still in the Army Reserve, so I took a few months off of any commitments with that as well. And for the first couple of months, I coached pretty much every session and was at the gym pretty much every day. The gym started really well and began growing, and we were bringing in new people regularly and building our community. I knew from the start that in order to make the gym sustainable long term, I couldn't keep coaching every session myself for very long. So early on, I began to look for other coaches to come in and help take over some of the classes. For our first year, pretty much all coaches that came on and helped us were people that I'd coached previously at other gyms or who had also been coaches at the gyms that I was coaching at previously. It was great being able to bring these people in and get them coaching, but it wasn't quite the same as building up coaches from within our community, which was something that we were able to start doing later on in the next year. So things were moving along well. We'd been open for over 2 months. And then the pandemic hit and we were shut fully for 12 weeks. At one point we were shut for longer than we'd been open. I remember the day when we passed more days being shut than days we'd been open. It was very depressing at the time. And I remember thinking a lot about why did this have to happen now and when nothing like this has ever happened before. But we came out the other side stronger, and I'm eternally grateful for how strongly our members at the time supported us through the lockdown. We lent out our gear and ran Zoom sessions, but it was never the same as what they'd signed up for, and so many of our members stayed on board with us and supported us even after we'd only been open 2.5 months. And I really do commend all of those people who were with us at that time for sticking with us and being able to have faith in us when we'd really only had a couple months to even sort of prove why they should trust us, and they did. They stuck with us, and so many still have. So eventually the lockdown ended and business resumed somewhat as normal. We used the rest of that year to gain some momentum and continue building our community. We had a couple of different coaches come in and out, but mostly I still did the majority of coaching and everything myself. So that leads me to the things that have changed. But before we get into the physical changes, let's go through the coaching side of things. Compared to 2020, when I coached over 90% of all sessions, probably even more, probably over 95%, I now coach very little sessions at Cessnock. And I haven't for, pretty much about a year and a half. Now, my goal isn't necessarily to coach less. I certainly don't want to be coaching less and having less time on coaching my members, because I love coaching and I love our members. But I realize that my role as the gym owner is to keep the business growing in order to make sure that everyone continues moving forward. And in order to do that, I need coaches, and those coaches need sessions. So therefore, I coach less so they can grow their careers as coaches and become better, just as I did for many years as a coach before opening my gym. On the business side of things, I don't think there's a single thing that hasn't changed. The business looks completely different from what it did in 2020, and that has come slowly over time through lots of work and learning lots of lessons. I'm a slow learner when it comes to business stuff, and it can sometimes take years for things to happen that should only take months, but I'm always working on it and always trying to keep moving forward and improve myself and improve the business. It's this stuff that pretty much consumes the majority of my time, if not just the majority of my thoughts. But let's get on to the more fun stuff, the actual physical changes. In 2020, Rip Training Cessnock occupied a single unit of 125 square meters. It was a small little unit, but we used this space well, and it made me and any coaches that worked within our walls become very good at space and group management. We had just enough equipment that we needed, and we built upon it throughout the first year. when we opened, we didn't even have dumbbells or benches, things that now get used on the daily. Throughout the year, we added small cosmetic changes like a big sticker on the wall and a sign on the front desk, things to make the place look a little more professional and more like a permanent sort of gym that had been there for a long time. We added a homemade rig outside and put down a stall mat that served as a small outdoor area that enabled us to increase class sizes. When we started, our class sizes were capped at 10. We then went to 12 for a long time, and then now with double the size, we're at 15, and we often sometimes even go over 15 people as well. In our first year, one of our walls was covered with plywood to protect the heap of blocks that were underneath, because we had an adjoining unit, which we now actually occupy, but at the time we didn't. It had blocks that filled a cavity, essentially, and we covered that with plywood. And this plywood would go on to get infested with termites in the next year. Yes, we got termites in a concrete shed. Lots of termites. So if we compare what the gym looked like back in 2020 to what it looks like now, we have doubled our physical space, doubled our membership base, gone from one to two coaches, one of those being me, to five plus, added a recovery room, added mobility classes, added more session times, increased class caps. We add specialty classes throughout the years, and we do regular goal reviews with every member. I often think about how much the gym has changed, and it's honestly unrecognizable from what it once was. Yes, many things are still the same, but also many things have changed and grown for the better. If you've been involved in this journey in even a small way at some point over the last 5 years, then I thank you. It's been a great ride. The only constant in life is change, so we might as well try to make it good.